Okay, die vreugde van 'n Vrydag. Die vreugde van 'n lang naweek. Hoekom is jy happy? Why are you happy? It's a Friday morning. Talk to us. Friday's my day.
Môre Martin en span, Vrydag is my dag. Dit beteken ek kan 'n bietjie tyd saam met my twee seentjies spandeer, tyd saam met my vrou spandeer oor die naweek. Oh, ek is 'n boer, so ja, dit is vroegoggende, late aande. So ja, ek is opgewonde oor elke geleentheid, oor 'n Vrydag, oor 'n naweek wat ek tyd saam met my familietjie kan spandeer. Lekker dag vir julle.
Môre Martin. Ek hou van 'n Vrydag, maar dit is nie 'n donderdag nie. Dit is ons self bederf.
Sy verwagtinge is laag. Dis tyd vir verversings op 'n Vrydag. Lekker julle, geniet om, geniet om.
Ek, Martin, Vrydag is my dag. Ek is Rian Bobster hierso van die syde in Joburg. Ek het vandag 'n lekker bonusie gekry van die Taxman af. So ja, die naweek begin goed. Dis hoekom Vrydag my dag is.
Goeiemôre Martin en span. Môre almal wat luister. Mag julle 'n fantastiese Vrydag en 'n fantastiese naweek hê. En amper iets anders gesê. Julle moet dit gooi, papi. Lekker naweek. Bye.
Ja, dude. Mark my dag, bye, dankie. The lesser spotted people who get back from SARS. What a gift. Mm-hmm. What an amazing surprise that is. Hey? There's no gift in the world that matches that little gift.
Do you know that, Joy? Do you?
Liesel, it has been many years. I think the last time Santa Claus came down the chimney. I think that was the last time.
Yeah. My biggest issue is always that if I get a refund from SARS, the accountant who got me the refund charged me more than the refund.
Oh.
I know.
No, but you'll never top me getting a refund from SARS and then them turning around and say, oopsie, we made a mistake, wrong, bring it back. 3 months later. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that is, that's like saying put the wrapping paper back on the gift to a child. That's not yours, that's your brother's. That's not your bike. It's for your brother. Put the wrapping back, put it back under the tree, for instance. One more.
Môre Martin, Vrydag is my dag want ek het my skelmpie gelos en hy kan nie vir sy vrou sê hoekom haar hartseer is nie. Lekker dag.
Oh, drops mic. Dad.
Yo.
She's enjoying it too much,
she
I think.
She is.
Could we get her on the line, please?
But did she even like him? She doesn't even sound like she cares.
What happened? I've got so many questions. You know us, we're curious. Also, for Skriklik, we're very nosy.
She's on the line. She's on the line.
Is she on the line? Hello, morning, Morda.
Morning, Connor.
Nima, lekker, jy? Is jy kwaad vir hom?
Nee, ek hoor nie.
Oh, okay.
Moet jy hom gelos?
Ek dink dit is iemand anders gekry, hè?
Maar luister, I mean, daar is soveel vrae. Kom ons, let's unpack quickly. So, hierdie skelmpie van jou, I mean, obviously it's not the right thing to do, right? Het jy skuldig gevoel?
Nee, ja. Wat ek nie geweet nie.
Oh, en toe vind jy uit. Dis toe jy los.
Nee.
And now he's very sad, but he can't tell his wife why.
Yeah.
How long were you together?
Hoe lang was jy
saam? Ook nie vir 2 maande.
Okay. En hy het niks gesê nie, hy het niks vermoed nie.
Nee, flat nie.
How do you not, I suppose, was it during the lockdown?
Yeah.
Weet, die lockdown het ons geplan, nie, die plan my nog steeds nie, weet, ek doe maar nog steeds, ek werk voltijds en alles. So ja.
So two things. There are people sitting in the traffic saying, how the heck did you get a scallopy right in the lockdown?
During, yeah.
Yeah, because Makhluk. You know how. Xavier?
Makhluk.
Makhluk.
And secondly, you must be, there are a lot of wives listening this morning, obviously also. You know.
Yeah.
Thinking, he did look a little sad this morning when he woke up. But then again, a lot of people are looking sad right now. Maar okay, so toe vind jy uit hy's hy's getroud en dit is die besluit nee, this is enough.
Ja, dit is juist my groot ding hoekom ek besluit het dit werk nie. Ek is heeltemal teen 'n
buite egtelike verhoudings.
Yes, en ek meen hy was nie ook met my gewees van die eerste kaarte nie, van toe hy sy eerste kaart gespeel het nie. So ja, ek dink Yeah, this is
Liesel?
Exercise, well, this is for
me. Yes. Liesel and Alma, should we narrow this down?
I just want to know how she found out he's married. So exactly how did this transpire that you realized he's married?
Weet je wat, hy die eendag sy ring aan vergeet.
But then the ring line, is it not there when he takes it off and then you can see? Because there's tan.
Nee, hy is a boy, blastvel man.
Okay, a blastvel man. Now, I didn't see any.
Okay.
Rookie yeah. Error left the ring on. Okay, and what say you to him?
Sy vra van wat is dit? Sy sê van nee, dit is 'n ring wat sy maale vir hom gegee het.
Oh.
En so ja, toe gaan ek bietjie deur sy foon en toe sien ek maar hoor hier sou hierdie boodskappe en toe sien ek hy's getrou op die ouite.
All right, now for the $1 million question.
Where does he live? Where do you live?
No.
What does he do?
Sorry,
that's why I asked you, do you think we should narrow this down?
Yes.
Where are you? What's the RDS you found on? Let's just leave it at that.
Pretoria.
Okay, yes, Pretoria. So that's very wide. The $1 million question that I had was, and now I forgot, what was the $1 million question? Hold on. This is the $1 million question, obviously. Do you think his wife knows?
What?
Does she know?
Does his wife know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How does she know?
I told her.
So then she knows why he said, because you were saying she wouldn't know.
Does she have the right to know, Liesl? What do you think?
No, we're not judging. We're not, yes.
She no, has the she right to know. Right. I'm on
she
your
does
side.
Have the right. How did you tell her?
You know what? If I was in a relationship and I was married for 15 years and my husband slept around, then of course I would want to know. I would want revenge on my husband.
Did you phone her?
I would burn him.
Did you WhatsApp her? How did you tell her?
Voice note.
Well, I phoned her.
Oh, wow.
And I told her I want to meet her.
Oh.
And you met her?
So we met and I told her everything.
This is like binge watching. I can't stop. And then I even binge watch without the titles. It just flows into the next thing without any warning. Okay, so all right. Okay. Well,
that's when it flies.
Yeah. No, that's when the power goes out. So you're binge watching.
That's when it says season 2 coming in 2022, and you're like, really?
Oh, really? It's more abrupt. It's like load shedding. Like no, not now. Okay, well, that's your bit of unexpected morning. What is this? Like a soap opera, isn't it?
A drama, a soapy, yes.
I told you at the start of the show, Friday's my day is my favorite thing. You never know what's coming.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. You give me Martin's a fantastic guy. He's always coming up with good shows and good content.
So full of energy. Absolutely love the guy.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.